This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us as she has every weekday at this time for the last couple of months. All right, let's break down the council meeting last night. What happened and did what need to happen happen? And what was sort of the consensus of the council?
Well, basically, let me just start with the consensus of the council is let's get as much going for our businesses as we possibly can, but still staying within the guidelines of the executive order of the governor. So we're allowed to open restaurants and bars outside. We want to make it as easy as possible for them because many of them have never had outdoor businesses. You know, we've got you think of the downtown restaurants having a little place here and there. Some of them, like Bizou, did, and Robbie's Grill have a couple of tables that they usually have out. Well, what we want to do is expand that as easily as we possibly can. So here's what businesses have to do. And we don't have the process 100% nailed down because council had to take action to allow tables to be in city streets or parking places. But what you'll need to do is basically fill out a permit application. We're not charging for permits this summer. We usually charge a fee for outdoor dining. We're not doing that. We want it to be as easy as possible. But basically saying, okay, this is the area I'm planning to put tables in. We think we're going to have 5 tables or 10 tables. I don't know the exact number. You have to stay within the social distancing guidelines. But this is how we're going to do it. And then we just sign off on it at the city, and then you've got your permit. Now, some restaurants are going to need some barricades. Decatur Police will put out barricades for you. That may be a separate process that you have to contact DPD. I don't know yet. I'm already hearing from restaurant owners this morning to say, what do we need to do? So we're going to get that process nailed down today. We just want to make it easy. We want them open for business.
All right. When you start nailing down the process, where will that information be available? Of course, we'll be happy to share it out, but I mean, will it be the city's website?
Well, we're going to depend on you to put it on Now Decatur, but we'll have it on the city's website. I think most likely everything is going to roll through the city clerk's office. That's who handles, like, the liquor licenses and that sort of thing. All of that paperwork goes through there. I hate to have her inundated with questions this morning when we don't really have the process down. But it'll be similar to what you did before, which is basically kind of a diagram to say, this is what I want to do.
All right, and was there universal? I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch. You know, what was the temperature, if you will, of the council?
Well, I think everybody is really anxious to get businesses back in business. Councilman Kuehl wanted to go a lot further than what is currently being allowed by the state. And, you know, he's frustrated, like many of us are. And we are still pushing through the Illinois Municipal League to get, you know, some indoor dining available too. But for right now, the council opted not to have any fees on this, opted to do anything we can to make it easy for businesses.
All right. So let us know and we'll keep people posted. And I know people are anxious to do this. And when you talk to these business owners, I feel like 99.999% of them want to do this the right way.
Yeah, they do. You know, they need more. They want more. And here's the thing. The city's plan, and I'm certain the state's plan, is evolving. Nothing is carved in stone. We're going to start with this permit process, and we're going to have to figure it out kind of as we go. The state opened up more than we expected, faster than we expected. I just feel it that we're going to get some progress made on allowing some indoor dining.
Now, I will tell you, the EDC had a Phase 3 guideline. They had downloadable signage. You can get this all on NowDecatur.com or the EDC's website. There's a Phase 3 business toolkit, child care guidelines. You can get all of it. I mean, I know it's a lot of information, but at least these local groups and local leadership,
they're sharing great information, and these major associations have had some great information out there. On the DCEO website, you can go industry by industry, whether you're manufacturing or retail or restaurant or bar, and you click on it. It specifically says what you can do, and then it has a toolkit for everything you need to know. So I love the fact that the EDC is putting out the, you know, printable signs. That's phenomenal. But there's a lot of great information out there, and everybody, I think, is just so anxious to make this work.
Yep, and the Illinois, the U.S. the State Restaurant Association and Cooperative Extension, Illinois Restaurant Operations, they're doing a free webinar tomorrow at 10 a.m. You can get that on NowDecatur.com, giving like cost-effective menus. They've got like chefs that will be doing this. You know, how can you think a little differently in the meantime trying to reopen?
Well, and things that they haven't thought of before, too. You know, like your menus, they either need to be cleanable or maybe it's just a paper menu you dispose of, you know, after every use. There are a lot of things that it's operating differently than they ever have. But I think everybody is so anxious to help make this work.
Okay, so information, it's fluid. Council meeting last night, and I know people are anxious. You know, we were going to spend all this week doing our building support with restaurants, and what we found is, like, they're just not ready because they don't quite know.
And they're going to be really busy trying to
absolutely
pull this all
together. And so we'll be doing that all next week so people can get out and support these folks. And I think people have, you know, one of the most consumed things we've had is the, you know, was the drive, you know, up restaurant guide. You know, when all of this started, people were downloading it, you know, tens of thousands of times to support local businesses. People will go do it the right way. I just worry about how much flack they're going to have to take because we all run into this on social media. You see these folks who just continue to say fake news and want to act like nothing has happened in life.
Well, and one of the things, I think you're right, our business owners are responsible. They want to do this in the right way. They want to be safe for their employees as well as their customers. We're not saying everybody has to have reservations. For some restaurants, that's going to work better. We can't have big festival-like people standing in line to get in for their turn at the table. So we're going to have to be flexible with this and really try and work it out so that everybody gets their restaurants going and we, you know, can do this safely.
Okay. So what the latest stats, I mean, this is, as I understand it, I think I saw the story on the front page of the Herald Review today. The first week that we have gone down in the number of deaths since all of this started, all the way back to January here in Illinois.
Yeah, it's
the week to week numbers.
Story yet, but it's hopefully we are on the right track. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I keep thinking we're past some of these deaths and then someone dies.
Yeah, I know it's 780 people that died. I mean, it's not an insignificant number at all. One or two people is not an insignificant number, but it is the first time since January where the week of deaths is less than the previous week, which has to be a good sign anyway.
It is a good sign, and, you know, I'm just a little, I want to proceed cautiously, because if we throw caution to the wind, all of a sudden we could be back in trouble. So, you know, we're gonna learn to live with this, we're going to do things differently, we're going to do things safely, and we're going to get business up and going again.
All right, well, get us the details. I know it's unfolding, and I apologize
yeah,
you're putting on the spot. I know, but you guys are going to, I know, push comes to shove, you're going to do everything you possibly can to help these businesses.
Yeah, we are. And for some, it's not going to be as big of a deal. One of the things we did last night was pass an ordinance to allow people to have tables in a parking space or on a public street. If you are a business that you're on private property, that's between you and your landlord, and it shouldn't be as big of a deal, so it may not be as hard. So that's one thing. You may not even actually need a permit. I don't know. Since we're not charging anything for it, that's one of those questions I had late last night when I got home. I thought, well, we didn't really talk about that part. But we're trying to set the stage for businesses to reopen as quickly as they can.
All right, I have one final question for you, and this is a little long-term thinking, but we've got a guy who was at Western Illinois University, Dr. Bart, who's in the supply chain management business. Mm-hmm. He sent me a LinkedIn story that basically gigantic, 64% of manufacturers are thinking about reshoring, meaning coming back home here to America. This thing has taught us so many lessons, but one of the things is that we need to make more stuff here, particularly the vital stuff. Decatur could be poised to really take advantage of that. And I know this is long game thinking, but this may be an unbelievable opportunity for our community on the other side of this horrible time that we have been through.
Well, and Brian, economic development is long-term thinking because you don't just snap your fingers and have it happen overnight. We are in a perfect position because of our transportation network, the Midwest Inland Port. We are in the perfect position for it, plus we've got an available workforce. So, and we're Midwestern. We know how to work hard. We know how to make things happen in a hurry. So I think that's very, very promising news, and you're right. We need to have some control over things like the production of masks and gowns and ventilators. We need to be able to turn it on a dime and do it the American way.
Mayor Wolf, we appreciate it. Thank you. Be safe and have a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.